of Dallas of Kotel Ches, he discovered something. Just keep your hand there for a second. Turn back to that rush that we just came from. The rush in the end of Simon Chof Aleph. Kine shel Tanagolim ma'al atatla b'shabbos. Klubal shel Tanagolim. V'yukimna de ispe efroach meis. Efroach meis. That goes according to which shita? That goes according to what? Mar breda bar ameimar. Rabbi Shimon is modal l'chumra by efroach meis. They didn't give the Torah to Beis Efroach. See, from here we pass on l'chumra in this shayla. That, and according to the Gra, everything depends upon this. Did Yosef and Metzapa, not Yosef and Metzapa. That's what the Goyen argues in the Mechaber in Simonis. That goes according to which shita? That goes according to what? Mar breda bar ameimar. Rabbi Shimon is modal l'chumra by efroach meis. They didn't give the Torah to Beis Efroach. From here we pass on the Chumra in this Shaila. That, and according to the Gra, everything depends upon this. Did Yosef and Metzapa, not Yosef and Metzapa. That's what the Goyen argues in the Mechaber in Simon Shin Chav Dalet, when the Mechaber says that even by a Behema Bria, we'll see soon, by Behema Bria, there's room to be Mekel if he died, the Behema died on Shabbos. That Muchala Oda, Muchala Klovim. He says, no, that's only that's a machlokas at Tanoim, machlokas at Sugis, machlokas at Polskim here, machlokas at Amorim, I should say. And the Goyen wants to be machlokas based on this one line in the rush, tucked away in the middle of nowhere that no one had discovered before the Gra. They can all find it on Paschkins. The Gra found it. I have to be the Gra for that. Okay, Rabosai. Let's continue in the Gemara. What's with this base of the Froach? Zok Rashi. The Yisrael base of the Froach. The Kelev Lo'achala. The Shem Klipa. Dog's not going to eat the froch in the bed. There's a hard shell on the outside. Frek Tosfos Yeshanim, left hand margin, kosher. The efshel lahaster aklipa of yochlena akela. What's the problem? Peel the egg, and the dog will eat it. So the answer was poshut. When you peel the egg, you can't touch the egg. it's a tzvas b'tzvas asuya. You can't say it's fit for the dog. I can't get that far. It's right now it's milk, so it's an interesting lumbus of shayla. What comes first? Do we say it's fit for a dog and therefore I can have it peeled and the dog can eat it? Do we say no, it's not fit for a dog yet because I can't peel it yet because right now it's milk, so I think that's a machlokas Tosfos in the Yeshanim and Rashi. Where do you get off that circle? Kainah nearly. What is Tosfos Lamsha? The itzbe basis of froach nearly re the oster of Shimon Mishun the cave and the istbe efroach. What in the world is Tosfos driving at? What do you mean grogos and tzimukim? So this reminds you that Tosfos and Beitza, that Bezim and Aleph, Dilma, Muksa the Balechayim is like grogos and tzimukim, and Rabbi Shimon is Moda. What does that mean? We're not discussing, Rabosai, Muksa the Balechayim on Shabbos, which the Chor is worse, because on Shabbos, the Balei Chaim is mamish, it's not a food, it's not considered to be a person, it's not considered to be a kli. On Yontif, it's potentially a food, the Chor. I mean, assuming it's a behemoth tahora, you can shecht it and eat it. So on Yontif, in the case of Yonei Shovach, I told you to make course the base of that base. Nonetheless, it would still be considered grogos tzimukim. Why is this equivalent over here? A typical animal on Shabbos is mamish nothing, but an animal on Yontif is something. But this animal, even on Shabbos, is something. Well, what's it? It's not an animal. It's an efroach, and the efroach is small enough. It's considered Michael Kloven. Dogs not going to start devouring bigger animals. Dogs don't even swallow up cats. But this little efroach here, and the base efroach is considered dog food. In effect, potentially dog food. That's what I thought the pshat was. And I just have this one little problem. What's the comparison to grogos and tzimukim? Especially going to the Shitas HaTosfos, a whole fancy Rishalmi spoke about yesterday. It's stage 1, 2, 3, 4. Why are they comparing Balei Chaim on Yontif or Afroach on Shabbos to grogos and tzimukim? What's the comparison? Yeah, Iskatsoi Tfei. I mean, it's Muktzah with a capital M. But I don't see any more, besides that capital M, I don't see any real logical connection between these two kinds of muktzah. If you have a pshat, you let me know. Okay. Fine. What's the second territory on the side? Inami, having looks and machas chesaron kiss. Lo and behold, chesaron kiss? We spoke about this at the very beginning of the Zman. What do you mean chesaron kiss? What does that mean? I think the answer is this: the pshat. What is chesaron kiss? It's worth a lot of money for a designated use, and therefore you wouldn't use it for anything else lest you break it and then lose the opportunity to use it for what it's designated for, like a fancy computer, etc., etc. Okay. This Beitas Efroach is worth a lot. Has an Efroach in it. Ooh, the Efroach can be, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, okay? So you have the egg, it's going to be a chicken, the chicken's going to be worth a lot of money. So you're not going to play with it right now. You're taking a chance on the whole chicken, which could be, how do you say it today? A cash cow? It could be a cash chicken. Like, you know, lay a golden egg every day for who knows how long. So you don't want to play with it. It's chesaron and kiss. That's the pshat. It's designated for something which is going to be worth a lot of money, and you wouldn't use it for anything else. And in that, it's arguable that Beit Sefer is comparable to Muktz Machos Chesaron and Kiss. Rabosi, you got it? Good. Now we come to the next piece of the Tosfos. Look carefully. Tosfos said, in the previous Tosfos, Hocha, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday, the last half, V'lo dami, we're talking about Efroach Meis. V'lo dami lebasar tofel, shemuta l'Rav Shimon, on daf kuf chav ches. Why not? L'shem te'enu makseo miklovim kimo balechayim. What does that mean? We have to see kuf chav ches and see what it says. Let's open up Rabbi Osei, our last shtickle of Gemara, kuf chav ches. Please turn. Kuf chav ches. So the first piece of Gemara tells us that machal behemah is mutter to move, but only if you have that behemah, or if the behemah is common. The Gemara talks about who the islay namios, whatever namios are. If you have namios, then it's okay. If you don't have it, it's not okay. Gemara goes to the discussion of, well, you have pilin, you have elephants, call yourself b'nei malachim. The whole sugi over here, bottom line of the sugi is Rabosai, that we'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch, that if I have it, or if most people in town have it, even if I don't have it, it's considered to be a machal behemah and it's permissible, otherwise not. Fine. Given that background, the Gemara at the very end of Kuf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Itma, Basa Maliach Mutal L'Talat L'Bashavas, why not? It's good meat. What about Basa Tafel? What does Tafel mean? Some say it means raw meat. Raw meat? Okay, raw meat. The Rashi talks about meat, but inedible meat. Rav Huna says mutl ta'atla, Rav Chista says no. Rav Huna says mutl, why? Ayat is mukta. Could the beauty should be mukta? No, the tilt holds like I'm shimming. Fine. Rav Chista says also the ta'atla. Ay, Rav Chista says let's matter a certain thing. That's Shani Bar Abd the Chazil Umtza. What do you mean? It can be eaten raw. Some kinds of meat can be eaten raw, and others can't be eaten raw. That's the bottom line. If it can be eaten raw, it's okay. Otherwise, it seems that the answer is no. It cannot be eaten. It's no good. Okay. Two more lines. Tana Rabbanan, the last two lines. Dog Maliach Mutl Tadlo. Dog Tafel Osl Tadlo. Bosser ben Tafel ben Maliach mutl tatla. What's the difference? Zok Rashi, the last Rashi. Dog Tafel osl tatla. Then a roar the klum, will the klovim lav date le mishde. Aval Maliach nechachaya yde milchom. Wait a minute. What did Rashi say? That it's fit for dogs, but you don't plan to give it to a dog. So whatever you don't plan to give it to a dog is considered to be milk. Says Tosfos. Dog tafel also the tafel tema with the shari basa tafel amakir b'shimin asya im kain dog tafel namil shikim a basa tafel. What's the difference? First parents, the dog tafel ain't royal the klovin. Whatever is fit for a dog would be okay. Unfit even for a dog ain't royal achilas kelim, as we say. So therefore it's not okay. So what do you see from this terrace of Tosfos? That any food which is fit for a dog, even though you don't plan to give it to a dog, is not mukzah kwantar of Shimon. Inami, Kerab Yehuda Asya, the Dog Tafel Afapi Shiro the Clovim, Osla Tatlo, the Kolmidi the Chazal Inish Lo Maxa the Clovim, right? Bosa Tafel Mutl Tatl Rabbi Yehuda Meshu Machal Achaya. We'll see that soon. I'd like you to see Rabosai open a Mishnah Berurah, because I want everyone to get immediately clued in right away to this discussion. Please open up the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind, to Simon Shin Ches. The Mishnah Berurah is a nice summary over here. We'll see the Prata later, but I want to see the summary. Sif Lamed Aleph. We'll start with Chav Tes. Kol Shuroi L'machal Chayav Of HaMetsuyim Mitat Nemoso. So if you have it, otherwise, also, that's the summation of the Gemara with the Namios, with the Pilin, with the Bnei Malachim, the whole story. That's what you see from the Gemara. Fine. That's Sifkof Tess. Sif Laman Alf. Sposor Chai Afilu Tofel She'ena Meluach Klal. You know why? Mishum dechazi leumtza. Okay, mishum dechazi leumtza. It's mutter. Why? Because it's fit to be eaten raw. Wow. So the question is this acceptable to halacha? Is this the only reason why it's permissible? Well, that's what it sounds like from Tosis. We'll see soon. So let's read the Bialach of it, the Chazi, the last two lines on this page. I am Mishnah Berurah Shehavi Achronah Mekilim Gam Nebesar Behema. Av Shein Tamam Shavim. The Tam Ataz Ludi Dan the Paskin the Kerab Shimon. Af Im Neimad Lo Chazi Kol Kach Leumtza Mikol Makom Shari. The Tam Agro, we'll see that soon. The Tam Agro Chem Tzad Ali Rabba the Kol Bosa Chazi Leumtza. But the bottom line, they both agree that it's permissible. Either riots of the Mogan Avram quoted from certain Rishonim, so they don't kill the riot in various ways. L'chein sasamda the b'mokom atchak, we can be make. Oh, but look over here, Abosai, that's as far as Bosser is concerned. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Zayin. The Mechaber writes in Lamed Beis, Dog Maluach Mutla Talpa Vashena Maluch Osir Mipnei She'eno Roy Kuv Chav Zayin Hataz Pirish Tahainu She'eno Roy Af Leklovim Demoya Roy Leklovim Af Te'eno Omer Lachinas Klovim Mutla Talpa. Shimon holds, as long as it is what? Fit, even though it's not Omer Lachach, it's permissible. So why is Dog Tafel no good? It's not even fit for a dog. That's the first teres and tosis that we just saw. Avol Amogan Avram cause of the dover omed lachilas adam ve'eno roy lechol kach ad motzei Shabbos after roy lechilas klovim makze inish tatemineh v'shem lo koil the klovim. Well, if he says shuman tzonen shel beema then omed kach lachilas adam os letatlo. It's meant, I guess, to be cooked, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Period. Says the Bir Alochem. Finele kamon and shuman tzonis asamil kamogan avram da'osim betutul. After bedinner reached to tan alok katas, should darash begufa should be menu hetik agro chen shari achronim dechozel umtza shach b'chol boser kosev behedje betam the dog tafel kas kamas kamogan avram. The David Lidei Lo Chazi Mishim Klovim Lo Shar Lo Mishim Klovim Lo Sharinan to Mai the Chazi Leachakach Max Lemi Klovim. Look at that. So it's a Machloek. It's a Rishonim. So who was Machmir besides the Rashba, the Raza, the Balamor and Notel, the Rabba Magid, the Ran, okay, the Ritva, the Meiri, Falkein. After Tosus b'chad terutza, v'atur kosu, the tam dog tofel mishum, then a royal klovim. First teretz Tosus, mash mahoyim hoyim royal achidas klovim. After lo koil is al yamuter and show it to be shuman tzonin as well. lo nuchal lismuch azel amaisa mishem kol harishonim hanal. But the machlokes, most rishonim, against the first day in Tosis and the tour. It's a machlokes out of paskin la halacha. It's a machlokes. Okay, so how did the sides line up? How did the sides line up? So the Mogen Avraham is Machmir. Who's Mekel? The Taz, the Bach, the Mishnah Rup says all this in Kuf Kaf Zion. He said it in Kuf Kaf Hey as well. Okay. So Machlokas Apostle. Machlokas Arishonim, Machlokas Achronim. The Bach, in being Mekel, says, quote the Mefurash Gemara. What are you talking about? Who learned Beitza in this room this year? Who learned Beitza? No one's wanted to volunteer. Get that vav. To get that far. So Mucha La'adam is what? It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Mucha La'klovim. Olo Mucha La'klovim. Says the Bach. That's a Machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah. Since we pass like Reb Shimon, so what emerges is we pass that Mucha La'adam is Mucha La'klovim. So therefore, let's take a look inside. I find the field. Shin Ches, Sif Lam and Aleph in the land. In the Bach. Bosso Chai. Here we go. He says, "Afalpi the klavim lavdata lemishpei." He doesn't plan to give it to the dog. Why should you give it to a dog? It's good food. It's just to cook it after Shabbos. Afil lahachilo avim muktzah. The might the kavanah of Shimon ben Velish lo nesnad on the air of Shabbos. Avim muktzah. Mishum the mukhal la adam. Avim mukhal the klavim. Kotzah gemar. Rabbi Yisai, it seems to me that the Rov and Rishonim will argue on the Bach, what do they say? No, you can't compare these two cases. In the case of Beit HaDavav, something happened, something changed physically. The animal died. That's what we pass on the Kula. That's what we pass on the Kula. The animal died, something dramatic changed. Rav Shimon denies Migu Deskatzoi, Kipshuto. Right? So therefore, though this thing, item was set aside originally, now it's fit for dogs. It's an availer. We can give it to the dogs. Quote Reb Shimon. Something dramatic changed. But here, nothing changed. Your head changed. Your mind changed. Since when is a mind change going to work on Shabbos to stop a situation of Muktzah? That's how the other poskim would argue with the Raya of the Bach. So most poskim therefore are machmir, and therefore if you have a food which you could give to a dog, or the mice, but you don't plan to give it to a dog. It's too expensive to give it to a dog. It's delicious human food. It's raw steak. It's a lot of guys. Imagine, the guys come, they're going to queue, and they bring up this delicious, glatt kosher piece of steak. Costs, I don't know what, $5 a pound. I don't know what it costs. Let's give it to a dog. What are you, crazy? This is delicious steak. We can save it for the best queue of the Malka. I don't know what, some special event. They give it to a dog. Fine. That's how the Rov poskim hold against the first day in Tosis, and against the Taz and against the Bach. Okay, Machlokas Gedolei Posk. Kam Rebbe Akiva Eger, Mamish, history repeating itself. Kam Rebbe Akiva Eger, this is discussed at length in the Mogen Avraham, Siv Katan, Nun Vav. He quotes the Baal Amor. He quotes the Russian Chulin, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shulta Gibarim, the Ran. The Ran is not, if you want to take a look at it, maybe you should take a look at the Ran. This is one source where this is found against, even the second day in Tosis came out Mefurish, but the Ran is a little bit more Mefurish. He says it. Not allowed. Let's take a look for a second in the Ran, just to get a glimpse. It's page Nun Aleph. Hitmar. Dog toffel osalatatlo, the ain't a royal clum, Uleklovim lavdat elimishte. As he says, he quotes it as the Ran as being a machmir, not because it's in a royal of Kelev. You don't want to give it to a Kelev. And that's if he's kapaskin la alocha. Kapaskin la alocha. That's the reason. Oh. Says Rabbi Akiva, hey, you listen to this. If this sounds familiar, you shouldn't be surprised. Nir la nir is daiti. The mikol mokom mutl la shlicho leklovim. That's how you decide on Shabbos to give it to the dog. That's mutter. Why? Why? To mehashta the roads a little the klavim, nas the mukh the klavim a mutter. No matter the kaim and kerb shimin, lo amin and mukh migur is got soy ben and shmoshes. Frak the tal tel bi alma also the kol zman dey no miyachta the klavim, mistamal it on the klavim lo chaz of the klum. And that's shot in the Bartanura in the 24th parak in the Mishnah Dalit. Mechatkin Bluin. What's the, you all know the Mishnah. That's, you learned it from Beit Zadav Beis. It's the Mefurish of Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. On the Kuf Nun Vav and Beis. We know the Mishnah. Mechatkin is a Dluin the Fnei Abayim. It's in the Veil of Fnei Klovim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And the Horsa, the Veil of Mir of Shabbos, Asura. Fishenim and Amucha. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it died on Shabbos. It's Mutter. Why? Lesley Mukta. So the Bartanura seems to say that this particular case, what happened, that although there may have been a potential muktzah originally, but now I changed my mind and I want to give it to the dog. So I'm giving it to the dog. I'm allowed to give it to the dog. That's how you learn trapped in this Mishnah. That according to Rabbi Shimon, a behemah briyash in its nabla would be muktzah if you plan to do something else with it. If you plan to give it to the dog from that moment on, it's not muksa. This is his mahalach. This is the family we had it so many times at Bikivega. The beginning of Shin Ches, and we had it throughout the Mishnayas and Jewish Mechidish. Keeps going, muksa Makosmias, Duran, Beit Zachov Ches. He's consistent that if you make a mental decision that you want to now use it for this lowly use, that undoes the principle of muksa. Of muksa. Okay? Fine. We could say that there was a change in the Metzius, which then triggers a change in his mindset. The animal died between the time Shabbos came in and right now. Not just that, it makes a purely mental change. Purely mental change. Yeah? Quote the Rov Poskim. Why is it that it's no good? It's Dachi B'Yadayim. Boser Tofel. It's like we said before, back in the Hamid days. It's like Muktzah was Kesar and Kiss. That's the old story. Can someone on Shabbos make a decision? I hereby decide I don't want to use it for this Kesar and Kiss thing anymore. I want to use what's called Stradivarius violin. I want to use it to play stickball. I'm a shugana. But if he makes that decision, someone just told me this yesterday, there's certain musical instruments in this camp that are just good for firewood. I heard this expression yesterday from someone. So he decides he's going to use the music for firewood. Firewood! What can I say? People have all kinds of machshavas. Machshavas. So we already had this earlier in this man. If you make a decision on Shabbos, does it help or doesn't help? Key Vegas says, want to say yes? He said, Tosfos is based on faith against him, if you recall. That's the whole discussion. It's considered Dachi B'Yadayim, it's not considered Dachi B'Yadayim. Exact same problem that exists over here. Could be that Muktzah Kesaron Kiss is called Dachi B'Yadayim, and therefore your mental change won't help. But by Behema, it's not called Dachi B'Yadayim, so a mental change perhaps would help. As Rabbi Akiva Vegas says over here, maybe it's not called Dachi B'Yadayim. The Kitza, the Chazon Ish, again takes Rabbi Akiva Vegas to task. It's once, twice, keeps arguing with him. And he asks three kashas. It's in Simon Mem Dalit Sivkot Yudal. He says like this, you mean to tell me, he put it this way, anything which just wasn't roy ben hashmoshes and is no more roy now than it was then, the Chazon Ish is very careful in his hasagah. No physical change. Reb Shimon agrees, machshava won't change anything. Otherwise, he says, I have a rock in the middle of Shabbat. I'll decide to use this rock to crack nuts. That's going to work. Unheard of. Not going to work. And he throws in, he's not considered Yoshev a Metzape. And he quotes a Gemara, Chavile Kash, a Mishnah actually. That's the Mishnah, Kuf Chav Vav, on the base. Chavile Kash, the end of the Mishnah. The Chavile's Rodim, him is skin of the Machal Behema, means presumably Bod Yom, Metatlin also. Not a Metatlin also. Why not? I'll move it around right now, why not? I may have a mental change. The answer is a mental change won't work. Ad kan the Chazonish. Nu, what will B'Kivega do? B'Kivega by Evan will say, he'll consider it to be Dachi B'Yadayim. What? He was Dachi B'Yadayim, all the rocks in his yard. So the Tehillah L'David says so. Tehillah L'David is a Simon Shin Yud Sivkot Mbeis, and he tells you to look back on Shin Ches Membeis. He quotes a Rashi in Beitzach of Dalam Mbeis. Rashi says, any Baal Chai that I own in my house, and I could have shechted it on a Friday and I didn't, it's considered Dachi B'Yadayim. It becomes a little bit tricky to find Dachi B'Yadayim, but that's what Rashi says. So all the rocks that could have been Miyach and you weren't, is Dachi B'Yadayim. Okay. What about Yoshev and Metzapeh? He said, we don't paskin in Yoshev and Metzapeh. We paskin, look, open your Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Dalet Siv Zayin. That's what I made reference to earlier today. Shin Chav Dalet Siv Zayin. What does it say? Mechatkin Nevelef Ne'aklovim, I feel the Stav Dohayom, Bein Shalom Yisus Kenes, Petra's a Bria, Gevalt, Yoshev and Metzapeh, a healthy animal. Says the Gra in effect there. So that's the Machlokas HaSugis, Machlokas HaMaroyim. We just went through it earlier today. Marber of Yosef, Marber of Ravina, Marber of Baramema. That's exactly what he said. He passed, you don't need Yoshev and Metzapeh. That's all. Chavile Kash. You know why it's Asur? You know why it's Asur? Because you're not moving it as Machabem? Who says Machabem? Chavile Kash, it says, Metal, no, so it doesn't say to give it to a behemoth. On the contrary, if you look on the entire, Mishnah, it starts with Mefanin, right? You're allowed to move it out of the way. And here it says Metal. Why am I mentioning that? Because Rebbe Akiva Eger had an addition, that parentheses, that whatever you could find a Tzorach Gufa use for, it's Mutter right away to Tzorach Makomo. So why is Chavile Kash Asur? I'm saying it's not even a Tzorach Makomo. Mifanim means a Tzorach Makomo. But then everything is Mifanim, the whole Mishnah. The last two lines, it changed the verb. Metaltlin also. Could be Mechana Litzel. Should be Kivege would agree is prohibited in such a circumstance. Bekitza, it's not an absolute Kash against Rebbe Kivege. Bezman Azel Maise, the Poskim say, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says, Boser Chai is also for sure. Why? No one eats it raw. It's not chazal umtza anymore. Unheard of. It seems to me, even the Bach and the Taz should agree b'zman hazeh that it's asur. Why? Ein haklovim mitzuyim. Most Torah homes don't have dogs. And I would say in most communities, the majority of people don't have dogs. Is that true? Anyone come from a community where the majority of people have dogs? I've seen more than before, but the majority? I don't think so. Yeah? Okay, Nechanam, it's not cool here. But I don't think in Riverdale the majority love dogs. Other places. I don't know where Dog City is. I don't know where it is. But that should be also the Cholav Deis, yeah. Really? Okay. I was there, I didn't see so many, but all right. I don't know. Halacha L'maisa. You have raw meat in the freezer. What do you do? You want to reach for something in the ice cream, and the raw meat's in the way. So it gives you a whole discussion how to do it. You have to reach around and put your elbow in an elbow block. Shouldn't fall out of the freezer because then you have to go reach. It gives you a whole discussion how to get it out. All right, it's a problem. Okay, Rabosai, with this we conclude Hilchos Muktzah as such. And now we begin the last part of today's show. I said it'll be the transition. The transition from Hilchos Muktzah to Hilchos Amil Lenachri. Okay, these Ma'am HaKomas will be found on the new Ma'am HaKomas sheet. I don't know if you saw it yet. You'll find it. If you give me a Rambam, we'll start with a Hagol Smiley. Everyone has a Rambam, should open up, please. Everyone come in. There are enough Rambams around the tables. Everyone start with a Rambam, my boss. Open up the Rambam. Hilchas Shabbos Perik Yud Beis Sifkotan Hey. Everyone look together. Perik Yud Beis Sifkotan Hey. Everyone has a Rambam. Every table is a Rambam. Perik Yud Beis of Cotton Hay. Hagos Maimonides. Starting about 5-6 lines in. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Hitir. B'Shabbos. Sheyelech Nochri im Yisrael B'ner Adolot B'yodo. Limshoch Yayin Olahavi Lechem. Why? Dotiltul Ner. Eino also elemishim mukta, v'afilu Rab Shimon, v'au mukta mode. Right, we know that, that's true. Bas lover aser, okay. Ever see the place? V'kevan the leka iser, elemishim mukta, shari min hatzad, the kulu mukta v'alma haki sharyan. V'kevan the min hatzad shari, ishakil lenachri lener v'yisura, the Loman Hatzad, less lumber. Came in the Iboy Yisrael Metatal Beheter. He metatal Anochi Beisura and Lochashakach. This is the Rabbeinu Tam. What did he say, Rabosa? They would allow a goy to carry the candle on Shabbos. Why? Because even a Yid had a way in which he could have carried the candle Beheter. What's it called? Tiltul min hatzad. The goy didn't carry tiltul min hatzad. That's his business. So Rabbeinu said, this is certainly an amir l'nochri topic, but it's also a mukta topic. This is the interface that I spoke about yesterday. And we'll see the muksa that I mentioned now, and we're only going to give certain little clues to the amir l'nochri part, which we'll continue, Mr. Shem, that topic next week. But as far as the muksa issue is concerned, it's very important. Very important. This is quoted by Halacha, Rabbosai, in Simin Reish Ayin Vav, and the Ramah Siv Gimel. This din. Open up, please. Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel, and Ramah. Umuter loma le'eno Yehudi, leilech imo lito ner doluk kvar, hoel ve'eno oser aktilt laner ba'alma. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Because remember that Mogan Avram was saying that the reason why we asked her moving a candle is only because of buses. And the Levush Srot said, that's why you can have this head in the Ramah. But if the reason would have been some other reason, it would have been a reason of, let's say, Shem Yifava Aner, then it might not apply. No, I'm not sure that's quite accurate either. But that's what the Levush Srot said. That's what we mentioned already a little bit yesterday. Fine. Fine. This is the Ramah. Now, Rabosai, there is a difficulty over here. A major difficulty. I'm going to present it to you right now. What does it mean, Tiltul Ner Ba'alma? Says the Mishnah Brura, Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Sivkot Maman Aleph, Ba'alma, Ratzaloma, Horel Duhu Rak, Isu Mukta, Umukta shari, I had a tiltul min atzad, kimosha kosov v'simen shin yud aleph. Already I'm getting nervous. That's not where I knew tiltul min atzad from. Shin yud aleph. That's where you know tiltul min atzad. If you're a bookie with the simonim, that's not the main simon of tiltul min atzad. It should have been shin tes, maybe shin yud. It is a little bit in shin yud aleph. Why is he writing the shin yud aleph? We'll see soon in Mishnah Berurah. The cave and the boy Yisrael shakale biatzmo. Are they tiltum and atzad? Kagon. Here he gives it away. He gives away what he's driving at right over here. What's the example? And that's, of course, what Shinyan Aleph is all about. Kagon. Ba'achore yodov or benatzile yodov. I can move this with my elbows, the back of my hand, between my eyes. Who knows? I'm going to do some funny way. Kishavachayotibo. So Livakshe maybe I ain't a Yehudi be Yisura less lon ba. End quote. Again, Reish Ayin Vav, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. Amazing. Who's the source for this, presumably? Magen Avraham. Rabbosai, I have a tremendous cash against the Mishnah Berurah. I have no teretz for it. I don't have a teretz. I don't have a teretz, Rabbosai. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. What's my kasha? My kasha is as follows. There's another Amor. Simen Resh Ayin Tes Siv Dalet. We're going from Resh Ayin Vav Gimel to Resh Ayin Tes Dalet. Please turn. Resh Ayin Tes Dalet. We've been here before. This is the simen about a tnai with respect to a nair. Okay? A tnai. Says the Ramah. V'noag in the talt lo ayah de'en Yehudi. V'ein v'zeh mishem isra amir al'en Yehudi. Ho'ol v'aminekach havi kilu hisna lov mitchila v'shari. There's a machlokus mechab and Ramah, the tznai work for now. We spoke about it earlier. Unresolved machlokus. The Ramah is not to l'achmir. But he recognized that it's a machlokus. So there's a klal here, pashtus. That whatever is a machlokus haposkim, unresolved, I can ask a guy to do it. The guy will learn the machab. The guy will learn the machab. I'm just using a joke. Language. If to tell a guy, he can rely on a shita which maybe you yourself wouldn't want to rely upon. That seems what the Ramah seems to say over here. All right? Valid. So far, so good. Fine. Says the Magen Avraham. Afal gav de besimen reishai and vavsiv gimel. Matir lo maleakum. Wait a second. Yes, that's the Magen Avraham. There's a steer in two Ramahs. Here the Ramahs make a lipsa dochak de geheter. It's a machlokas by tznai. Does it work or not? So we'll rely on the sheet of tznai. It's as if he said it's tznai. With respect to a guy. It's really, it should have been, also. But it's a difficult kula. It's as if you made a tznai, with a tznai to machlokas, you would be making by a guy. What's machlokas? What's this difficult heter bekoshi? You already have a matter bishofi back in Reishai and Vavsiv Gimel. Heter gomer, we said over there. Why was it heter gomer over there? Because he could do it till the minatzad. Heter gomer! What do you give me difficult kvetch that terem with tnoim? It's a glat to hetter back a few simonim ago. That's the kash of the Magen Avraham sifkot and test. Eyes in a kash. Look what he answers. This is what he answers. Hainu dafka letzor gufo shari. Vashum di iboy yisrael havi metatalei tiltum and atzad. Aval hocha mayri shena osel l'tzorach aner shlo yigon ev aner v'za oser afilu betiltu min hatzad. Wow. What's he saying? That when the expression tiltu min hatzad was used by the Agos Maimini, as we just saw it, he didn't mean what the Mishnah Berurah said, tiltu begufo with your elbows, with your feet. Oh no. Oh no. We pass in the Dina in a case in which you have tiltu begufo, that's heter gomer. That's what we pass based on the Rosh, if you recall. The Mechavah Zefer is based upon the Rosh. That's heter gomer. Don't need tiltu begufo for that. That's what we call tiltu begufo kalachayad. Heter gomer. When the Agos Maimini said tiltu menatzad, is Magen Avraham, he meant tiltu menatzad. What does that mean? I have candlesticks. They're on a tray. I can remove the candlesticks two ways. I can pick it up with my two hands, or I can take the tray and cart them away. If I take the tray and move them away, that's called tiltum and atzad. That's mutl l'tzor gufo makomo. Says the Ramon Simin Reisha and Rav Gimel, I have a heter, a glatter, a heter b'shofi, no problem. You can have the goy carry the candles to enable you to see better in the basement, to see whatever you want to get out of there. It's dark. That's called tiltu menatzad. And here's another fascinating, unbelievable riot to what we discussed last week. And it's called a tzorech davar amutter. But what are you using over here? You're using the davar, you're using the shalheves. This proves, Rabbosai, I think, conclusively that the reason that we are makel, Rabosha, listen carefully, that we are makel by tiltum and atav to certain tzarachim is not with the lumbus of Chazanish, that this, the main purpose is what characterizes la halacha, the entire carrying process. No! Here the main purpose is to carry get the light into that basement. But rather it's the tzorach Shabbos, the balabatnish of Pshat. Why you see it klar from this Magen Avraham? Klar! The Magen Avraham held the balabatnish of Pshat, the mutl tzorach Shabbos. And therefore to move the combination moving for the purpose of utilizing the Dover HaAsr is going to be permissible. Only Mechamel Atzel, or that should be stolen, that's going to be us. It's a find. I don't remember, we discussed this last week, whether we recorded this Magen Avraham or not. I don't know, who remembers? I don't remember quoting it before. This is called the best dry of all at La Halacha, at least quoting the Magen Avraham, with passing what we call the Balabat Shepshat. It's just a little bit Tzorach Shabbos. Still considered permissible the Tzorach Gufa Tiltum and Atzad, even though you really want is to utilize the Davar of the Shalevis. Of course, Mukuch. I'll call upon him. That's a Heter B'Shofi. That's a Heter B'Shofi, an easy Heter. What's the principle, General? This principle is important for the next discussion. If I tell a guy to do something, and there are two ways he can do it, one is okay, one is not okay, it's fine, even if he does it in a manner which is not okay. What does that mean? He could have moved the candlesticks away with the tray, and with the tray, Rabbi Osai, even I could have done it myself. Why? Tiltum and atzad, the tzorach davar hamutter. I'm assuming it's referring to a case where the tray is not a bustle of davar also, for whatever variety of reasons. Maybe he put those collars in there and ben hashmash, as the minig was, whatever it may be. Oh. I'm assuming also that the candles are on a tray. If the candles are on this big oak table that weighs a ton, you can't say, well, no problem, the guy could have just picked up the table and moved it over. The table can't fit through the door. That's not shaykh. But if it's on a tray and the tray is not a buses, then I could have had to myself. So that if he decides to pick up the two candles, or to pick up a candle and bring them into the basement, he, I could have done the same thing by picking up the tray. That's the simple heter. If there are two ways of doing something, and I didn't tell him which way to do it, and the two ways are more or less even, the way that it could be done is not some kind of far-out, wacko way. But you can carry candles straight, you can carry with a tray. They're both normal ways of carrying it, more or less. And I didn't tell him which way to do it. There's no Easter of Amil enough at all. That's in Reish Ayin Vav Gimel. But over here in Reish Ayin Tes Dalet, what happened? You're going to carry the candles away so they shouldn't be stolen by the guy. That's also for me to do. Even with Tiltum and Atzad, not going to do it. It's not a Tzorach Shabbos. It's Tzorach my pocketbook that the candles shouldn't be stolen. So then, Rabosai, it's a big problem. There's no way for me to do it. If there's no way for me to do it, how can I have the guy to do it? Oh, now we talk about it tonight. The custom was that way, so as if they made a tanai with respect to tanai to a guy we'll be make like the mechaber, that there is such a thing as tanai, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, the Ramah writes over here in Reish Ayin Tes Siv Dal. So answered the Magen Avraham his kasha. It's a brilliant answer, but this leaves who? Leaves the Mishnah Berurah out in the cold. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a possibility of picking up the candles between your elbows. Abaisa. That's it. First of all, can you do that? Can you carry a candle like this under your elbow? I don't know what he's talking about. A. B. Let's get back to our Amir Lenachri story. Are you allowed to tell a guy to do something without, just do this? Because he could have found a freakish way to do it by Heter. I don't think that's true. I'll give you an example. There existed then of Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. We'll be discussing that soon. That's a very important principle. What does it mean, Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah? You can tell a guy to do what the Rabbanon for the purpose of a mitzvah. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seems to say in the Shemir Shabbos that you can tell a guy to use his elbow to open up the light from Shabbos. Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So I ask you a question. Can I tell the guy, put the lights on Shabbos for a mitzvah, for a shul? Why not? He could use his elbow. Seems to me that that's an impossible psak. Could use his elbow. But I tell him to put on a light. Using an elbow, that's not the normal way of putting on a light. So this, for the same reason that it's not normal, it's mutter, it's only the Rabbanon, shvus to shvus, for that same reason, it's not included in my command to the guy. I didn't tell him, put on a light, yeah, use your elbow if you want. Whoever's thought about an elbow? That's nuts. No one uses an elbow. So therefore, it seems to me that even if you can tell him to use his elbow, but to tell him straight, and say, look, he could use his elbow. So it's my fault he uses his finger. That's where I don't think anyone would say. But that's the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply a little bit in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Kotten Lamed Aleph. I repeat it one more time. It's Muktza. Right? And since the guy could have done it Bachore Yodav or Ben Atzila Yodav, so therefore, when I told him to do it plain, there's no issue. To me, it says another Chiddush Nifla. It's not, it's against the Magen Avraham, who prefers the Ferish by Kerit. And it's also against the Svar, I thought, this Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why he's insistent on saying this. The only source he quotes is Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham is the Ferish later on. Fakert. He quotes the Magen Avraham in part in the next two lines. He says, look at the Magen Avraham test. Psila, Yiganev, look. But he doesn't, I just don't know why the Mishnah Berurah didn't say, simply quote the Magen Avraham Beferish and say Tiltum and Atzad literally. Now you notice the Ramah didn't use the word Tiltum and Atzad. He used the word Tiltum Ner Ba'alma. The Hagos Maimini used the word Tiltum and Atzad, Rabosai. He lets us, they left it out, but that leave out is bad. I want to show you one more source, open up to the Hagos Mordechai, Rabosai. The Hagos Mordechai on page 164. I want to show you one line. Gotta find the line first. It's in column 2. Here it is, I found it. About halfway on the column. The line begins with the word Malbush. See the word Malbush? Dover or Osir. What does that mean? What does that mean? The boss of the Dover or Osir, there's no way out. So I don't know what the words mean. I mean, the two things. Tov or a Osir. What does that mean? What does that mean? The boss is a Tov or a Osir, there's no way out. So I don't know what the words mean. I mean, the two things different than Agos Maimni. One, he says, Tovi Ner Adolok. You can tell him a fairish to bring it. And notice in Agos Maimni, he only said he can bring it on his own. He didn't say you're allowed to tell him. I mean, that's going to be significant enough for Samuel enough. But number two, what do you mean? Bus the Dover horse. And how do you do it? Maybe this will let the Mishnah Brura to give his idea. I can carry the bus the Dover horse, the tray between my elbows. I hope the candles won't tip. Wow. That's pretty dexterous. So I'm just pointing out Hagos Mordechai is perhaps the source for the Mishnah Brura, but it's a Chiddush Nifla. Yeah. I don't believe that they're discussing here the head of Shus to Shus to Mokhamitz. That's a different head. That's a different head. They don't mention that head there over here. That's a good question. To say Shus to Shus to Mokhamitz. That would solve all those problems. But they don't have to say, that's a big mitzvah. No, that's what a mitzvah is. Everything is a mitzvah. No one here mentioned the word mitzvah. Neither of the sources of Mishnah mentioned the word mitzvah. Bekitzer, that's what I thought. I think it's a very big chiddush over this Mishnah Berurah. It's against the Magen Avraham. Against the Magen Avraham. Again, maybe that Gos Mordechai would be a proper source for this Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps. Kivega has his own problem. And I'll end with this. We're ending Mukta right now. Kivega says, wait a minute. Forget the issue of what kind of status we spoke about until now. Isn't the Nair a Kli Shemalach Tol Yisr? I'm reading the Lashon of the Rabbi Kiveg on that Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that what? That, let's get it again. Oh, we're talking here not to use it. We're talking it shouldn't be stolen. It shouldn't be stolen. The Osir Afilu B'Tiltul Min Atzad. So the B'Kivega, wait a minute. So why is the Ramah being matir to carry the candle? B'Shul Shalo Yugnav. Im Kemai Mahani Dehavi Kilu Hisna. So what good is the Tanai do? What do we, let's just repeat this last point. The Ramah says you rely upon the Tanai with respect to what? So we don't say Muktzumachal Yisimikudis Katzoy. We'll say the Tanai works. And we'll rely upon the Tanai with respect to a Goy. After all the Tanai are finished, it's still a Klisha Malachal Yisr. It's Oslo Mechamal Etzel. Dr. Biki Vegan, no. It's a machlokos of Rishonim. What do the Nair speak from Machl Yisr? With respect to a guy, we're lying the cool in that machlokos as well. Harif from Biki Vegan. We'll stop here. The Shemot Sunday, we begin the new sugya of Amir Lenach. Interface of these two topics is. We'll begin with that, and then we'll say farewell to Muksa, Hadron Aloch, and go on to the Mirul Nafri proper. For those who recall, we spoke on Friday about the following halach. May you or may you not tell a goy to move Muksa. There you have it, on Mirul Nafri, Muksa. They're everything together. So we mentioned the Hagos Maimini in Perek Yud Beis Sifkot and Hay, who quotes Rabbi Matam, saying that since Tiltul Min Atzad is Mutter it's permissible to tell a guy to do it straight. You get an impression, this is relevant, very relevant to Hilchos Amil and Akri, that if something can be done one of two ways, you tell him to do it plain. You don't tell him which way to do it. Since one of the two ways to do it is permissible, so even though he chooses to do it in an impermissible fashion, fashion which you yourself couldn't use, doesn't make a difference. You didn't tell him to do it that way. That's the way we read the Hagos Maimon. Okay. Fine. So everything's fine and good. It's terrific. The problem is it's a stira in Ramah. So everyone should open up your Mishnah Berurah, please. Everyone should have a Mishnah Berurah. That's the cloud. The first cloud. You have to have a Mishnah Berurah. So there are enough to go around, Baruch Hashem. Simon Reish Ayin Vov and Simon Reish Ayin Tes. We're chasming again. Start Reish Ayin Vov. In Simon Reish Ayin Vov, there are more rights. Umutu Loma Lagoi Leilech Imo Litol Ner Dolok Kvar. Okay. Fine. We think we know the reason for this. We read Agos Maimoni. Agos Maimoni explains. Since Tiltul Benatzad is okay, so it's okay. Yet, the Mishnah Berurah decides to give a totally different interpretation. And he says, there's a possibility the Iboy Yisrael Shokale Ba'atumai the Tiltul Benatzad Kagon. Lamed Aleph Mishnah Berurah, page Nun Zayin on top. Va'achore yodav o'ben atzile yodav v'chayotze bo. We just couldn't understand where in the world he got this shot from. Where, this is not the pshat we saw. Our pshat was, it's permissible with tiltum ben atzad. You know, what does tiltum ben atzad mean, Rabbi Osai? Tiltum ben atzad means you carry something indirectly. I have a tray, and I carry the tray, and the candles are on the tray. That would be a case of tiltum ben atzad. He gave a case of cap of the back of your elbow, you move it up into your hold it between your elbows, or some other interpretation. We call that tiltul begufo kalachayad. It's a totally different idea. So I first don't know where he got it from, and why is he saying it? It's against the Magen Avraham. Why? There's another Amora Bosai in Reish Ayin Tes Sif Dalit. Here there are more rights the following shot. There are more rights. The Noagin Lataltalam is in there Shakova. Are they any Yehudi? Name of them is Shemisra Amil and Nachri. Hov Aminikach, Havikilu Hisnu Alam Mitchila. As if they made it tonight. Now, when it comes to a tonight, it's a machlokas, machaber amor. Amor doesn't really like it too much. But another rule we'll get to Amil and Nachri. When it's a machlokas, an unresolved dispute between A and B, and each one is a valid shita, it's not a shita dukhuya, even though we ourselves are machmer, so you can tell a guy to do it. The guy will lie on the makel dikashit. Here's a classical case in point. Where the Mechaber says Tanai works, Ramo is not so happy, but still the Ramo agrees he can do it through a Goy. Okay, perfect, no problem. So the Magen Avraham asks, what's going on over here? We really have in Reishai and Vav a bigger Kiddush. The Goy can carry a lit candle. Hey, we're talking about a candle which went out. What's going on? We already went out there, a much bigger thing. Three Simonim ago. That's the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Tremendous Kasha. And Simon Reishai and Tess. Sivkot and Tess, he asked his kasha, and I read the Teretz on Friday. We'll read it again today. Afal gav reishai and vav siv gimel matalom alagoy. Yeah. So what's the problem? Haynu davku letzarol gufo shori shem dehar iboy yisrael avi matat leitultum enatzad. Avol hocha mayri sheena osa letzarach aner shlo yigone vaner. Is there also a filib letultum enatzad? Okay. So the Magen Avraham is gevaldig a pshat, super pshat over here. Why are you carrying the candle? In Reish Ayin Vav, you're carrying the candles to be able to see. We'll see soon the source of it. The guards are going to come in, they're going to get something out for you, they'll be able to see better with the candle. So therefore they will matter it. So that's what's called the Tzara Gufo. But this is one of the rites they bring. We mentioned this on Friday. A Tiltul Ben HaGufo Tzarech. Includes the usage of the usher item. Exactly over here the case of the candle. The base mayor brings that right. That's in Reish Ayin Vav. Reish Ayin Tes, where the moving is that it shouldn't be stolen. There's no idea of Tiltum and Atzad. So therefore, we have to come on to the additional heter over here of Ke'ilu made, he made it tonight. This is a beautiful, brilliant teretz of the Mogen Avraham. This being the case, however, Tiltul Menatzad and Reisha and Vav should be taken literally, an indirect movement with a tray. Why is the Mishabru talking about the elbows and the back of the hand? What's going on? The Mishabru seems to be against the Mogen Avraham. He'll be left with a kash on the Ramah. And Bechlau, where'd he get it from? I didn't understand. What's driving him? I didn't understand. So, until I found the source. It's hidden. It's a hidden source. But in that Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't look in the Mogen Avraham and the Grah, nothing. Here's the real source of it, the source of wisdom. Okay? Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. He just didn't tell us where. Luckily, Baruch Hashem, I found it. I found that exact expression. Atzila yada v'choreda, word for word. And the Mishnah Berurah is usually very good. He quotes in the Sharatzi and everywhere, all the sources. It's just slip between the cracks. It's right there. It's in Simon Reisha and Vav Sif, you've been there before. And he says exactly those words. If you tell Tlenai de Gufa v'choreda yada v'bein Atzila yada, a whole new world. Where are they getting it from? Like we already got to the hint of this on Friday. And now let me open up your Gemara. I've also been all learning Gemara still. Open your Gemaras, please. You'll see it in the Hagos Mordechai. The two Hagos. Hagos Maimini, Perikid Beis, and Hagos Mordechai. Okay, we saw this. The Ramos point Hagos Mordechai. Not the same as Hagos Maimini. That's a critical point. What was the page? Page 164, I think it was. Who remembers? We saw this on Friday. Page 164, I believe. Here we go. Page 164, column 2, halfway down. V'yod kosvu de muta loma lanokri tovi ne'er adoluk lohavi ela tiltul da'afilu li'yisrael and osram elemishim da'ave basis l'davar also. Bingo! By saying the word basis l'davar also, he knocked out the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham's point is tiltul menatzad is mutter. Not if it's a bas l'davar aser. Bas l'davar aser is absolutely no heta whatsoever. So what's pshat over here? So I didn't know what to do with this. Until the Shoyel Meishiv told me pshat on Friday. Rav gave me pshat. Emes pshat. Mechaven l'mitl shel Torah. A different heta, very important. Very, very important. What's he saying over here? What he's saying is, again, Isser is only an Isser of Tiltul. Okay? Tiltul is still an Isser. How can you just eliminate an Isser just like this? An Isser is an Isser is an Isser. What's going on over here? How can you just say it's only an Isser Busses, so therefore I can have a guy do it for me? What is that all about? How can that be done? What's Pshat, Rabosai? What's Pshat? So the Chor of Pshat is like this. You have to give the Alter Rebbe's Pshat. There's no alternative. The Jew could move a Bosses Ladav Rasa with the back of his elbow. He has an option. And whenever there's an option that even the Jew could do it beheter, there's no Easter of Amil and Ofer. I repeat again. If I, the Jew, could do it beheter, I told him I'm going to do it. You know, the guy's going to do it in an Easter fashion. It doesn't make any difference. There's no Easter Avil and Ofer. Not the pshat we said from the Mogen Avraham. A whole different pshat. The Mogen Avraham said there are two ways to do something. I can pick up the candles and pick up the tray. Equally likely. So then if I give a general commandment, I'm not including a command to do an Easter. That wouldn't apply over here. If I tell the guy, let's say we have a klal, that shvus to shvus zut of the Mokah Mitzvah. We're going to discuss it at great length. So I can tell a guy, let's assume, not everybody agrees to this, I can tell a guy, here, take your elbow and flip the switch and put the light on, the light off. Well, we'll get to that later. So can I tell the guy straight, put the light on, because he could have done with his elbow? So the Haskama supposed to me is that's absolutely not true. Because if you told him to put on the light, using the elbow is not one of the modes that you expected him to use to put on the light. Not included. So here too, tilt of a gufo. He could have moved the candle with his elbow, between his elbows, as an acrobat. Who's thinking about that? It's not included in his command. It's a different heter. It's Rob's heter. The heter is that is a way in which he, the Jew, can do it better. How? With his elbow. Whatever I can do by heter is not included in the Yisra Amir Lenochim. And it's even a bigger chiddush. Alter Rebbe says it's trapped. Mechavet to the Alter Rebbe. You have any Lubavitch blood somewhere? So the Alter Rebbe gives the following mashal. Everybody open up your Mishnah Berurah. Simen Shin Chav Hei Sif Yud. We'll be discussing this later at some greater length. But just to show you how this is a possibility, an amazing possibility. Even the Rebbe says it's even a bigger chiddush. What the Ramos is over here, even a bigger chiddush. What's that? Page 318. Okay? Says the Ramah, V'yesh matirin af l'chadchila, the second line. What? Matir what l'chadchila? What are they allowing? What does that mean? We're discussing the case of somebody who's asking a goy to bring something for him, derech reshus harabim. What's the lundus? Ho, look at the top line. In the Ramah. In other words, we're going to be discussing at great length in Amir Lenochi. First, we're going to discuss the Easter of Amira. Then, we're going to discuss the Easter of Hano. Chazal made it very, you can't have any Hano from the Moloch of a Goy. So, in the top line, the Ramon says, if a Goy brought me something from across the street, and the street is of Rishus Rabban, I can use it. Why? Because I could have gone across the street myself and eaten it there. That's a famous Rabbeinu Tam. It's a basis for it in the Gemara. So, then there was some of Matan Lechatchila. No one knows why. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the reference, look in the Gra. Look in the Gra. I looked in the Gra. And the Gra says, you know where it comes from? It comes from a case from Rav Svara. It's a Rav Yo. The Rav Yo said that since I could have gone across the street to drink the Coca-Cola across the street without asking the guy to bring it for me, so I can ask the guy to bring it for me. What's the difference? I could have done without his malacha. Wow. Says the Rebbe. That's a bigger chiddush than over here. Over here, I could have done it beheter. I could have elbowed the candles. There, I couldn't do the malacha beheter. I could have gotten away without the malacha at all. Totally. So, if there are more quotes today, it's matzah l'chatchila, even though we don't accept that there, but over here it's a little bit scaled down, that's the pshat. This is Rob's pshat in from what he told me on Friday. It's mechavet to the emes, mechavet to the alta lebavitcher rabbi. You look at the Sif Yud and the Kuntres Achman Gimel, it's true. We have been here before in the discussion of tiltum and atzah with your elbow. So you know what the rabbi asks. So now the rabbi now, overkill, rabbi. It's too good a pshat. Why is it too good a pshat? Because if this pshat is emes, so why is it only mutter? As the Bogan Avraham said, to answer the Kasha and Ramah, it should be mutter even the Chama Letzel. Because the Rosh, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh says you can move things with your elbow even to save them from getting lost. So you know what the Alter Rebbe gave it to Eretz? Yeah, it's true. But you have no right to be mitzarev two kulas. What does that mean? Because those people who say that tiltul kedak are they noch we kshiyesh hetel yisrov and atzad, that's shita which is comparable to the shin chafei, they themselves hold that even if you tiltul begufo, it's only mutl letzorech gufo makomo and not mechama letzel. In other words, that's that third shita that he keeps talking about, the third way, that tiltul begufo kalachayad is only mutter for purpose of Gufa Makomo, not Mechama Letzel, against the Rosh. So we have no right to take the Rosh's Kula over here, and the Agos, and the Ramos, Shin Chofei Yud over here. We can't combine the Kulas. So therefore, we have to, the head is limited, bottom line, to so Gufa Makomo, to understand very well why you have to give a different head there, in Shin, and Reish, Ayin, Tes, to be Matar Mechama Letzel. The Alter Rebbe saved the day. The Chorah. That's what he asks. That's what he says. Okay. So the question is answered. Okay. They don't combine Shittas, Rebbe. They don't combine Shittas. If you want to look in the back of the Gemara, just to see a little bit of a taste of where this comes from, Look at the very last page of the Mordechai. We're here already. We'll just take a quick look. The very, very end. Page Pei Dalet. The very, very end. Top line of the second column. Mamash, the end of the end. Avalim Efshel Asoso Kigon Bishus Arabin the Yoko Lahoviai the Mechitas Bnei Adam Shari Amir Lenachri. Look at this one now. I want to get something from across the street. I told the guy, bring me the Coca-Cola from across the street. Mutter. Why? Because I could have found a way how to cordon off the area from my house to his house across the street with people, Mechitas Bnei Adam, and then it would have been okay. So I can tell him to bring it stop. This is, again, a comparable idea. If you can find any way in the world to do it beheter, there's no issue of Amira Lenachri. I just wanted to show it to you as an interesting possible source for this concept. Okay. So I want to end this part and end the Inyan of Muktzah with Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's the best way to end. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. He talks about it in great length. Not in the Perek of Muktzah. In the Perek of Amira Lenachri. So it shows we're now officially in the Perek of Amira Lenachri. Perek Lamed in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. A very important Perek, some of them on the Maamar Chumash that you got today. So look what he says over here. Ha'ara Samechei. Goes through the regular stuff, and he gives two amazing chidushim from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Each one's more amazing than the next. Look what he says. Unbelievable, he says. Unreal. I find it amazing. Suggests Rav Shlomo Zalman. I mean, I never would have thought of this svara. It's an amazing svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this: Rowan es atiltul sheyadei anochri kitiltul min hatzad. What does that mean? That instead of breaking it down into two parts, I told the guy to do something, and we analyze what the guy did. No, look at the broader picture. I caused the item to be moved. How? Through a guy. That's called tiltum and atzah. That's an interesting svara. Interesting svara. But what happened to the issa? The guy didn't issa tiltum uksum. You get a funny impression from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that wouldn't bother me. Maybe it's not a malacha, I don't know what. So we have to only remeasure the guy's moving the malacha based on my command as if I moved the tiltum and atzah. Sounds like it's a very almost a philosophical kind of a comparison. We usually don't do that. If a guy put on the light for me, so we say the guy, we'll see in a minute what the reasons are. So there's an isser, the guy put on the light, the guy put on the light. Now he's saying, no, the guy moved it, it's as if I did it till the minute time. That's a whole interesting philosophical comparison, which I don't fully grasp, I want to bring it to it. Finally, the very last one is long footnote Samachay, another Chiddush Nifla. The mehag gufa she tiltul be gufa shari bechol inyan muchach the ain zakori tiltul for lachen ain mischashvin klal the mash a yehudi yochol atadlo be gufa. He wants to slug up what the Mishnah Berurah and the Rebbe say. He says tiltul be gufa doesn't count as tiltul. We don't take it into account. What does that mean? I don't understand what he's saying. Bottom line, I can get it done that way. Who cares? We'll call it tiltul. We won't call it tiltul. I don't know. I'm thinking with a tzarachin, Rabbi Osai. Maybe the Shalom Eishav of Pshat, but that's look at Simon's Horace Samachay in Paraglan. Good. Baruch Hashem, we finished out the transition. We now begin a whole new parsha. The parsha of Amiru Lenachri B'Shabbos. So we have to take a step back before we even open any Svarim, before we go anywhere. We have to understand why is it that the Halacha tells us that one may not tell a goy to do Malacha on Shabbos. Unfortunately, there are many people who don't know this. They have a thing called the Shabbos goy. The whole book called The Shabbos Goy, and how it was used or abused in various communities in Europe and historically. What's going on? What's the issue? And wanted to know what the issue is, so let's see what the possible terms there are. Rabosai, there could be a total of four possible Isurim for this Din of Amir Lenach. Four. Not less than four. One is, Rabosai, what I asked you to see the first Ma'am Malkam. Tell a goy to do a malacha. When I mention the word malacha, I'm already in violation of an isser, a serious isser, an isser based upon the pasuk of Divrei Nevi'im in Yeshayahu Anavi, V'daber Davar, Mimso Cheftzcha V'daber Dover. Not only can I not tell the goy, Mr. Goy, please light a fire. I can't even say to myself, after Abdullah, we're going to have a big fancy Lava Malka, I'm going to light a fire under the chones, or something of that nature. You're not allowed to say that to yourself on Shabbos. It's the very beginning of Simon Shin Zayin. You can't say anything. It's based upon a Mefurash Gemara. Mimso Cheftzcha V'daber Dover. So how can I tell the goy to light a candle on Shabbos? Before the goy did anything, I mentioned the word, Mr. Jones, please light a fire. I'm already in violation of a Dabra Dabra. Before you start, it's a non-starter. That's reason number one. Okay? With me? Well, so every reason is not mine. I didn't create anything over here. Everything has a source, an excellent source. Number two, Rabbi Osai. Number two. We have a famous principle, world famous principle. Shlucho shel Adam kimosa. Have you heard of it? Shlucho shel Adam kimosa. So when I tell a guy to put on the light, he's my shliach. So when he does it, as if I did it. Wait a second. As if I did it? So why shouldn't it be an Isa Daraisa Mamish? We know, it was an expression, Amir Lanochi Shvus. It's not a real Daraisa. If Shlucho shel Adam kimosa, why is it Nisa Doraisa? Can you tell the guy to put on the line on Shabbos? What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? Ain't Shlichos L'Nochri. Correct. People learn the various Mesechtas. They know from Bava Metzia and other Mesechtas. But if you learn Bava Metzia long, if you learn far enough, well, you know that it's not so Pashut. The Gemara has an Ezel Neshek. Rashi seems to understand that Yesh Shlichos La'akum L'Chumra. The Rashi Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph. The Chumra, we say, the guy that has shlichus. So therefore, here to on Shabbos as well. Yesh shlichus lenochri lechumra. So when the guy puts on the light for me, it is midirabonon, not midirais, of course, midirabonon, as if I put on the light. Reason number two. Is it clear of us? Is it clear as day? We got to get to the very start, the building blocks of the new sugya. Okay. Reason number three. Reason one and two, I think, certainly exist. So not everyone agrees, but now luckily, assume they certainly exist. We'll see soon that, as I said, not everyone agrees to reason number two. But the Rambam, when he introduces this whole issur of in Perek Vav and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph has the following expression: Osur loma lagoy lasas lona malacha b'Shabbos. Why? Today shelo tiyashabas kala beinayan viavohu lasos ba'atzmon. I repeat again. Today shelo tiyashabas kala beinayan viavohu lasos ba'atzmon. The Chazal said if we're going to have goyim do malacha for us, next thing you know, we'll do it ourselves. Chas v'sholom. So writes the Rambam. At first glance, a totally different reason, a third reason, having nothing whatsoever to do with the previous two reasons. That's l'chora, one could say. However, to be honest, not everyone says this, and I'm not at all convinced that it really is this way. We'll discuss in greater detail. But in this introduction to this whole parsha of Amir L'Nachri, at the very beginning of Simon Reish Mem Gimel, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes the Rambam, quotes the Rambam. And then he says, it's a verbatim quote, Osru Chachamim Loma Lanoch Lassalim Malacha B'Shabbos, etc. And then he explains, Shlucho Shal Adam Kimoso, the Rabbana. So the simple read of the Alter Rebbe, by quoting the Rambam in the first tablet, just sort of naturally moving into Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, you get the following impression. The reason the Chazal imposed this Chumrah is today Shalotiyach Shabbos Kala Beinayim Yavol Das V'Yatzma. That's the reason they introduced it. But the Geder HaDin, the definition of this din, is Yesh Shlichos L'Nochri L'Chumrah. Therefore, this may be sort of a historical background which may not have so much impact on the practicalities. That seems to emerge from the Alter Rebbe. That's what's written in one of the new Sfarim that I saw about Amir Lenachri. That's what I thought also before singing in that Sefer. That's what I thought that was found in the Rambam as well. But we'll discuss other alternatives. So we already have potentially three reasons. Then there's a fourth reason. Yeah. No, not. They may be the same. I thought we said Pshat in the Rebbe's introduction, Reish Rem Gimel Aleph. But there are those who say they're absolutely different. There are those who claim, here, the Rebbe, it's all the same Reish Rem Gimel Aleph. He starts off with the Rambam, ends off with the Rambam. Kidei Shalotei Shabbos Kala Beineom V'yavol Asim V'yatzman. And in the middle, he's talking, from most of this paragraph, is talking about Shlucho Shalom Kamosa. What's going on with the Rebbe? He started, it's a sandwich. He started with the Rambam, ended with the Rambam, middle put Shlichus. Pashas is saying that the reason is Shalotei Kala, but the definition of the Yisra Chazal imposed is Shlichus. That, you're right, David, if that's true, then really the two sort of merge into one. But there were those poskim against Alter Rebbe, and there are two separate reasons. There's a reason of Shlichus, nothing to do with Shalotei Kala Beinei, and there's another reason of Shalotei Kala Beinei, nothing to do with Shlichus. They don't have to be merged together. The Rebbe put them together. The Rebbe took Mofs. The Rebbe put them together. But not everyone agrees with that putting together. Now the fourth reason, believe it or not, a fourth reason. The fourth reason is the only reason which may be a D'oraisa. Of course, it's a very difficult. The Mars of the Fair, real enough Shus. The fourth reason is based upon a Mechilta. Those who study Chumash and Rashi every week know this Mechilta. Rashi quotes in the Pasha's bow. Kol Malacha lo ye ose bohem. No Malacha may be done on them. Ye ose. Let's say Tase. Ye ose. So the Mechilta says that apparently, even if it's done by a goy, there's still a violation. Unbelievable. It's a Mechilta, Mefurish, in Simon, on the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Beis Yosef quotes this Mechilta in the end of Simon Reish Mem Dalet. And I ask you to see it in the Maram HaKamis in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura quotes this also. Let's see if we can find it. If you give me a copy of the Maram HaKamis, I'll tell you where it is. Thank you. Mishnah Brura, see. Reish Mem Gimel Sivkot and Hay. Everyone took a look inside. Open up page, the very beginning, the second page of the Sefer. Page Gimel. Okay. Reish Mem Gimel Sivkot and Hay. The Mechaber's Lashon is Hagoy Osa Malacha Bishlichu Sol Shal Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Brura, hey, v'zeu isur gomo, k'mo shama v'kama v'komas amir le'eni hod yehudi shvus, v'yasmachu akro. Ah, he threw the word asmachta. Asmachu akro. V'kol malacha lo ye'ose bohem, v'lo ksiv lo sase. L'rames, da'afilu ayade acherim, lo ye'ose. Wow. Take a look in Sharatzi and Zion. Ayin beis Yosef, Simon Reish Mem Dalet at the end. Mashakosav ala mechilta b'shem asmag. Desfuke mesafkele. Ulai udrosha gemura. Oh, wow. Adrosha gemura d'oraisa. Unbelievable. The smag suggests a d'oraisa. Komalocha layosa behem. Wow. Ay de gemura is mefurish. Amira l'nachmi shvus. Gval. Magda's not giving an answer. He says, well, he thinks that it might be a Daraisa, it might be a Darabonon. There's no conclusive answer. What do you do with the Gemara? Amira l'nachri shvus. I heard the smag nushas. I give you my word. The smag nushas. So how can he suggest that this is a Daraisa based upon a Mechilta? Which seems to be against all the Gemaras. That's the Mishnah says, "Nochri shabo lechabos, ein orlo kabei ve'al techabe." Don't tell him. You may not tell him to put it out, nor are you required to tell him, don't put it out. The Marami Wittenberg quotes the Tohim, who said, you're not allowed to tell him, Al Techaber. Pretty clutzy. But he says, it's a mistake. You're not required to tell him not to put it out. So then, let him be, let him do what he wants. I will cut Jimalakavas and Shomalovish. You're required to stop him. Okay. Fine. Says Rashi.